from the Director Department of Transportation and Public Works requesting authorization to create one Managing Engineer Field Operations Airport position, one Managing Engineer Mechanical position, one Engineer position, and one Engineering Technician position. Also to the Committee on Finance and Audit, Department of Administrative Services, and Division of Human Resources. The Committee on Finance and Audit approved this item by a vote of 6-0. Thank
you. Madam Chair, I would note that there are actually two items contained within this. The Department has a request to create four positions. The Department of Administrative Services is recommending approval of three positions. The Finance and Audit Committee approved the recommendation of DAS to create three positions.
Any comments, questions from the committee? Supervisor Sanquilla.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm scrolling down because somewhere in here I know I read that you guys had projected that these positions will generate revenue here. Cost of taking, for example, the Managing Engineer Field Operations. The total cost, including benefits, $123,000. Revenue generated $223,000. Where are you getting that revenue from?
Mr. Hine.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, the revenues from the capital projects or whatever projects we're charging their time to is an overhead multiplier. So the overhead multiplier, much as the private sector, provides a payback for all the overhead costs.
So the revenue is being generated by bond funding, by borrowing for the projects?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, correct.
So really, we're talking about balance sheet revenue, not income statement revenue. I mean, it's really a false revenue. Your basis for creating these positions, and you know what we've heard from the county executive is he wants to create additional revenue, but we're really not creating revenue if we're borrowing the money and paying ourselves with it. Those bonds aren't free. We have to pay the bonds back. So I mean, we really are not creating revenue by adding these positions.
Madam Chair, I'd like to let the Department of Administrative Services make a comment on that.
Mr. Fudge?
Madam Chairman, Supervisors, Josh Fudge, Department of Administrative Services. Essentially, Supervisor, you are correct. The revenue that would be realized by architecture and engineering would be the increased cost of the active positions and the overhead expenses that Mr. High described.
Right. I guess I'm all for creating, Madam Chair, more revenue. There's no doubt about it. But I have a different view, apparently, of what revenue is as opposed to the county executive. And if we were creating these positions and we were doing engineering work for, you know, maybe some of the other municipalities in Milwaukee County where we actually were getting in outside money, that would be fine. But all we're doing is borrowing money from one hand, you know, that we have to pay back, so we're really not creating revenue.
Although there is a service connected with this, is there not? And are we not?
Yes, but right now, by using the temporary employment, we still can receive all of the benefits as if we had our own employees doing it, as opposed to, which the report clearly points out, as opposed to using an outside consultant. And I really think that's the way to go, because while we're loaded down with work right now because of our accelerated capital projects, after 2012 we're going to be back to normal and maybe below normal depending on our financial condition that we're in. And but now we've created all these positions, and again you're talking about costs going forward that is going to be an additional financial strain. And so I'll align this with a company, for example, that, you know, to ramp up for the Christmas rush, they hire on temporary help. They don't hire on a whole permanent force that they have to pay year-round just for Christmas time. And I think the county should be doing the same thing, because, you know, we're talking about an increased workload that we have right now. With the possible exception I can see of the airport, because I know the airport has a lot of expansion plans going on, and when I was on transportation last year, we had talked about the 2020, I think, expansion plan. I mean, so there's a lot of work going on there. and I could probably understand the need for somebody at the airport. And that doesn't have a direct impact on the tax levy and the taxpayers. So that position I can agree with. But the other three positions here, I think from a fiscal standpoint, we are much better off just continuing to use temporary help and rather taking on full-time employees, because I don't see where this workload is going to continue on into the future.
Supervisor Brew.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know from working with Mr. Hyde for many years, I know that if he's requesting something, he's not exaggerated the workload. It's a legitimate request, and I respect that. That being said, to me, this is kind of where the county does one thing on one hand, and then we conflict with something else on the other. There's positions on item number four. It was a second report about positions that were created in the budget process that the county deemed were necessary to create, and not even all of those are going to be filled. And so if we're not even going to fill all the positions that we deemed, both the executive branch and the legislative branch deemed as necessary to put in the budget, and then now create positions for work that could be done with consultants in the interim, I think we're operating at conflicting ends without really intending to. And the item under BHD with Ms. Lyde and pulling the staff in-house for a service that's already funded, and it, to me, is a whole different. It's not comparing apples to apples. In this case, I guess I have to concur with Supervisor Sanfilippo. I don't understand why we're creating new positions when we haven't, you know, where we're not making money from them. We're not even, in essence, breaking even. The department is breaking even because you can get revenue from the county doing the bonding, or in other cases, one department will charge another department. The sheriff's department will charge parks for security services, et cetera. Well, the department's made whole, but the county isn't made whole. So I know we're voting on the rates of pay, but I guess to just be consistent, unless I hear something different between now and board day, I don't intend to support creating these positions. So I'll be voting against setting a rate of pay. And I'm certainly willing to talk to you, Mr. Hyde, between now and board day. But I just don't understand why we're... Perhaps it's better a question for Mr. Regini. Are these positions more important than the positions we're not filling that we created in the budget? Where do they stack up on priority?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, the one thing, just to go back to a comment that Supervisor Sanfilippo made, and he's absolutely correct, the first person position at the airport is critical because of the workload out there, and we agreed with the department on that recommendation, so you are absolutely correct on that one. The question about the criticality of the positions, I'll really leave that up to the department. However, I will say there's two steps to filling a position, creating the position and then receiving authorization from our office to actually fill the position. As I mentioned at Finance yesterday, our fiscal position in 2011 right now is just very uncertain. So while you'll be creating these positions, and we've made recommendations to them being created, that was based on the departmental's justification for the need of the positions. When it comes time to fill these positions, we will take a second look based on what our understanding of the fiscal situation is then. So it's a two-step process. So we are agreeing with the department in part. We didn't agree in totally with the departmental's recommendation. That's why we changed the recommendation in our report. We are agreeing in part for the need for these positions. However, your question as to the criticality of them in regards countywide and the county's finances, at the risk of not answering your question, I'm going to say we're going to wait and see. And when these positions come up to be filled, we'll take a look at what the county's fiscal situation is then and then make a determination.
Supervisor Moore.
Actually, I do appreciate your answer. I do think you did answer it. I guess I understand that in the last few years, as our budget has become more and more critical, the policy that we've had to take, DAS has had to take, and then the county board in support of it, where positions are created and then after the budget's created, whether they actually get filled is uncertain. I understand that that's an emergency budgetary decision, but I hate to start keep making that the baseline for how we make future decisions on whether to create positions. I'd like to get back to the, what we used to do, which was if we created a position, we intended to fill it. And we put the money in the budget and it was filled. And now it's, I don't like the idea of departments never knowing whether they're going to get these positions or not, even though on paper they've got the position, they just don't know whether it's going to be filled. After a while, it becomes just not, you know, a rational way to operate. So I'm still going to object to it because this is outside of the budget process. It is something that we don't know if we'll be able to fill. I'd rather tell the department to go ahead and use outside consulting folks so they know for sure they can at least get it done, with the exception of the airport. I'm just uncomfortable to make this continuing. The only way we can balance our budget is by never telling a department whether they're going to get somebody or not.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just to comment on something Supervisor DeBruin said is you're exactly right. When positions are created in the budget, they should be filled, because in what's happening here is we're the elected officials that answer to the constituents, but if we create positions or don't create positions and then leave it up to you to actually fill them or not fill them, well, by de facto, you're taking away our authority then. You know, and I have, believe me, I sympathize greatly with the situation your department is in right now, so I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying I understand the position you're in, but Supervisor Bruin makes a good point. Well, what I would like to do, Madam Chair, is amend the resolution that we approve the airport position, but not the other three.
Okay. Is there, Mr. Session, is there an appropriate ability to separate these? That might be a better way to approach.
With regard to the resolution itself, I believe that we can amend that to the community's wishes.
Seems to me we can separate the issues.
Okay.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, I can appreciate that in discussion. And it's a problem we've had for a long time, too, because let's be honest, I mean, we departments balance their budgets based upon how many people they can hire and to keep positions open. So this is not something unusual. This is a complaint we have had in the past. In the budget before this, I mean, there were 100 positions, I think, or 62, but I don't know the exact number again, but significant number of positions that were never filled that we budgeted for. So we put the money in. The county board puts the money in during the budget process, but it's a way for departments to balance their budget. They don't fill all those appointments then, so that's money they can use to balance their budget. I mean, this is the way it's done, okay? So I think it behooves us then to do, and we've been trying to do this, by the way, too, and maybe the question, oh, it's a fair question right now, but some of the, I have the list, but I don't remember specifically, of course, of all the different things we did in the budget, and we just approved those positions earlier here. But are there some, and I guess it's honest budgeting that some of us have asked for a long time, to say, you know, do you really need these positions? So I would like to hear from Mr. High again. And I think the airport one has certainly been justified. We see all the construction there. We know in the next year or two we have more than enough work for our Department of Transportation, the significant infrastructure, and looking at all the buildings which we have to finish and the assessment on those buildings. I believe that's in architecture and engineering. I'd like the clarification of that then, too. But why weren't these put in during the budget, maybe, is the question. Or do these have priority over some other positions that we did put in the budget? Is that a fair question to ask? Can that be answered? That would help me in this process too, Madam Chair.
Mr.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, I guess I'd like to make some overall comments. I certainly appreciate and understand that your responsibility as the committee to approve or not approve this. I guess we're always going to be using consultants. We're always going to be using, in my mind, temporary staff as well. That's just the way we're able to be flexible and meet the needs of the ups and downs of what we do in public works, project delivery, much like the private sector. In the county, it's reflective of the private sector, but it's a lot of times it's kind of a delayed response because government sometimes is delayed from what the private sector is experiencing. But I would say that permanent staff, a certain level of permanent staff, certainly provides us with a more effective use of the resources that we have from that bonding that's done to build and maintain facilities. I think you get up to a certain level, you get a certain increase in the value return for each dollar when you have permanent staff versus a temporary staffer or a consultant. The consultant, more or less, is here today and gone tomorrow. A temporary staff is here today and might be here tomorrow, but if you don't need them, they're gone as well. And that's great. We like that flexibility. But there are certain minimum levels of staffing that I think we need to maintain. And with our retirements and layoffs and the budget cutting back that we've been doing, understandably so, I think that this is our request to try to maintain this minimum level that we feel is necessary. I think you got to remember that with consultants and with temporary staff, there's always training that goes on, not necessarily in the technical expertise, but the county process and procedure, the departmental ways of getting things done, how facilities are laid out, how their operations are conducted, et cetera, et cetera. That training is lost every time you hire a consultant. They do the work and then they leave. The temp staff provides some kind of a buffer for that, but the managing engineer mechanical, for instance, over the last 8 years, we're on our third mechanical engineer, and we're left at the mercy of what's out there as far as a temporary mechanical engineer being willing to work for the county. So we've been very fortunate in being able to get a temporary staffer that has a good quality individual. I don't know that that's always going to be the case, and so we have certain expertise in our department, in our area, mechanical engineer, electrical engineer. We try to have at least one individual on staff that can review the consultant work product, that can review the submittals. If we don't have that expertise in-house, we're at the mercy of the consultant when they submit that work. If there's nobody that has any background or expertise, it's difficult to provide a product, and nobody's perfect. So I would say I've mentioned a number of different things. Having that flexibility to hire when needed, the process of creating and having staff available, positions available to do the work, that's always makes it a lot easier to hire when you need to hire. The last thing I want to do is hire a permanent staff and then fire them or lay them off the next year. That's not how we operate. It's very difficult to do that, and it's not cost effective. So when we come to the Department of Administrative Services or the board with these positions, it's going to be because we feel that there's a need. In the last 8 years, we've also had to deal with the budget situation the county has, and that's made keeping a minimum level of staffing very difficult. And the staff that I have, we're very fortunate to have the staff that works with me. So I guess I realize that the airport engineer, the managing engineer field ops, that's a given. And the managing engineer mechanical, I don't see that need for that expertise going anywhere, going away soon. That's something that I think the county needs to have on staff. The engineer position, what we'd be doing there is we have two half-time positions. One of the half-time positions would like to work, and we feel that we we could use their full-time assistants, we would essentially only be adding a half a position because we would be abolishing that vacated temporary position, or a half-time position. And it's my understanding that the engineering technician, Supervisor Schmidt, had asked about the administrative county building inventory and assessment program, the facade program. That money is funded by the outside land sales. That's a kind of iffy situation as to when that money will be available, and we certainly wouldn't be hiring anybody if we don't get that money. So in that particular area, though, we also have some people that are eligible for retirement, and we're down to one. And I'm trying to create some corporate memory there to hire somebody to train and get familiar with that building inventory and assessment program so that when a retirement does happen, that there's somebody left to do, you know, that has some memory. So I'm sorry for going on so long.
But you make an eloquent point, and I appreciate that. Here's what I'd like to do. I think I'm going to suggest that we treat Supervisor Sanfilippo's comments as a motion to divide the question. Attorney Grimms, is that a fair approach here to pulling out the airport position and voting on that separately if Supervisor Sanfilippo wants to agree to that? So a motion to divide the questions. Any comments from staff on the appropriateness? I think we're going to do that, Supervisor DeBruin.
And I just have a question also, kind of an overall comment. The question is then we would be voting on both pieces, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
we're going to divide it.
Okay. And then I appreciate that. And then just in general, and, you know, obviously Mr. High's department coming for this request kind of highlighted this issue. That's kind of one of the dangers of having to have a request outside of budget where you don't have outside funding for it. That being said, I'm sitting here listening to this, and I feel like Milwaukee County is a ship at sea that's got a big hole in it. And it's like we're all going to wait for the new county executive to come in before we start filling that hole. And it's like we keep taking on passengers instead of lightening the load in the interim. And you take these passengers on, and the ship is going to just sink further. And obviously, it's only a few staff in this department, but next month it'll be another department. So I've got DAS trying to bail by not allowing positions that are already created to be filled, and now we're going to add to that. So I feel like there's a level of collective denial in the county about where our fiscal condition is, combined with the sense that the new county executive, we're all going to wait. We'll paddle, or we'll do a little bit of bailing. And I just feel like we absolutely can't add any more passengers to the ship. We just can't. And in this case, I want you to be able to get the work done. And I'm not saying that we should go in and cancel, you know, reduce the bonding so that you don't have at least the consultants to bring in to manage the projects. But unless we're talking about a completely outside-funded position or a department that looks and says, I need these new two positions, but in order to get them, I'm willing to get rid of the equivalent cost of another, I just can't continue adding more passengers to the ship while we're sinking. So I'm not going to support this request on board day, but I'm not going to try. There's no opposition to you having the bonding authority to get your work and the funding source to get the work done. I just can't add anybody else. So I'm going to support Supervisor Sanfilippo's motion to approve the airport position, but then I'll be voting against the others. Thank you.
We're going to first vote on dividing the issue, and then you may support the airport.
Oh, you want to vote on dividing it?
Yes, that's my understanding. We're doing a motion.
Well, you don't have to. A chair can decide that you divide that. There's no need to vote on it.
Thank you. So we don't have to be quite that formal with the rules and committee? All right. So we will divide the issue then, and what you stated was correct. Supervisor Borkowski wanted to add some comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wanted to stay on the analogy of this ship at sea and taking on passengers. Actually, we should be watching out for Moby Dick. No further questions.
Well, I also like the analogy, and I personally see this as the lifeboat. We are creating positions that are in the lifeboat, and when the ship starts to sink too much, then we let the lifeboat come up next to the ship, pull that engineer out, and tell him, you better get this done because we just lost an engine. So that's another way to look at it. I mean, I hear what you're saying on these creates without filling it, but I understand the need for it. It shows the county's in stress. Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to follow up my and it's kind of a conundrum we have. I mean, I think we have to look at each situation based upon department and what we see and what to give back also and what their budget and their history has been. I see it a little differently. I think Mr. High has been one who has been here a number of years and is in an interim position, although we've had some good interim, but you know, we have to make those decisions, and I'm just still the question I'd like answered that would help me would be if these were, you know, you have a chance to look a little bit longer range, why weren't these positions done a couple months ago or done in the budget rather than, you know, maybe now or wasn't as clear then as we needed these things? So that's the problem I'm having with this too, and maybe it's a warning then, and I'm wearing my finance hat, and I, you know, we could maybe have done more of this at finance, though we've tried to do this too, is that say, you know, when we know about not all positions we fill, we understand, you know, we give some latitude, you know, we're not trying to micromanage, but we make the basic policy. I mean, we want the people in charge to make good decisions and decide on the positions they really need, and if they can't fill some, this is the way to balance their budget. I mean, it's the way it is. I think we have to give a little flexibility there. But do you mind getting put on the spot here about, you know, maybe why these weren't brought forward at the budget time when we really budget, you know, when we have the monies and all these points are made? I think you understand, too, of course. Anyway, thank you, Madam Chair, if that would be okay.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Supervisor Schmidt.
Yes, Mr. High, a question.
Mr. High, yeah, I did ask. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear the question.
You understood my question, though, Mr.
Yes.
High, right?
Okay. All right, answer the question, maybe I'll get it.
Yeah, okay.
Question.
You want to know why it didn't happen.
The question was, why weren't these positions in the 2011
right.
budget?
Thank you.
I can tell you that the airport position is something that's been developing over the last few months. There is a long lead time between the time that we prepare a budget request, which is like almost a year ago for 2011, and what we have right now. So the airport position would have been part of a 2012 budget request, would have been. I was asked to look at our budget and our workload and assess where we could use individuals to bring on permanent staff. We did that. I think the engineering technician for the countywide building inventory and assessment, that was something that has developed over the summer months, and that wasn't something that we were aware of back when we were preparing the 2011 budget. The managing engineer mechanical has always been a situation where we've been using temporary staff. We did try to hire someone permanent years ago, and that wasn't successful. The candidates that were available were, I think we did hire someone and we had to let them go. Since that time, we've been getting along with mechanical. We can certainly do that, continue that process. But as I say, it depends on the quality of people available for temp staff, and we've been fortunate to get good people. And then the engineer position, as I said, we have two half-time people that work, and that has worked out real well for us. It's very cost-effective. Worked out well for those two individuals, and we have workload in that area, and the particular individual, if we were to create this full-time position, I said we were going to abolish the half-time. That individual also has the ability to work in our architectural area, so we kind of get a double a responsibility that we can utilize. It gives us more flexibility. So that's kind of the basis for I hope that gets you as good of an answer as I can.
Help my thought process. Thank you.
Are you finished?
I am. Thank you.
All right, let's call the motion. We've separated it. We're going to vote first on the motion to create one managing engineer field operations airport position. and then we will take the other three separately. So on that one, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Borkowski?
Aye.
De Bruin?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes, the motion to approve the rate of pay and classification for the airport position is approved.
And the second motion will be to create one managing engineer mechanical position, one engineer position, and one engineering technician position. And just for clarification purposes, we are approving the create and the classification, correct?
Right. Pay.
The rate of pay and classification.
Yeah.
We are not actually filling these positions.
With this,
that would come back if we did fill the positions. That would come back to this.
No, with this vote. Finance already did.
We created the positions in finance.
When these folks are actually hired, would it come back?
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So this is the only vote on.
The hiring would be at the discretion of.
Yes.
Upon the approval of the Department of Administrative Services, mm-hmm. It would be at the discretion of the department.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Question. Got that clear, Supervisor DeRue?
Thank you, Madam Chair. You read the three positions, which are the three remaining that TPW mm-hmm. had asked, but finance actually only approved two of those three. So I'm not sure why we'd create a classification rate of pay for a position that finance hasn't created. So, which one is the one that I didn't bring the thing with me? But which is the one that was not approved by finance?
Finance did not approve the engineering technician.
Okay. So what we're voting on now is the rates, classification rates of pay for the managing engineer mechanical and one engineer, right?
Okay. Appreciate that clarification. So we'd be consistent with finance on that one. It's just we're separating the issue. Any other comments?
Madam Chair, for clarification, there was no actual motion to approve the classification and rates of pay for those positions. Someone has to make that motion.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'll make that motion.
Supervisor Schmidt is moving that motion for those two positions. Any other comments? All right, please call the roll.
Borkowski?
No.
De Bruin?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Rice?
No.
Sanfilippo?
No.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
2 ayes, 4 noes, the motion to approve the rates of pay and classifications for the remaining positions failed.
This will likely, Madam Chair, be reflected as an amendment in the overall resolution that goes to the full board next week. Mm-hmm.
How regrets, I'm sure you'll get it right.
Wow.
What's the over and under on that?
Well, you know, throw one more person off the boat. It's just fine.
I got $50 on no.
You get the amendment wrong, we'll put you in the lifeboat.
No lifeboat.
Thank you, Mr. High and Mr. Fudge.